whether it is work, whether it is family, social, whatever, all are encompassed and can be touched by what we're talking about today, and that is spirituality. That's a holistic approach to our spirituality. Swami Krishnapada, our very special guest. The time is coming up on 12:40. Joy, you're going to be next after these very important messages right here on 1010 a.m. in Baltimore and 1450 a.m. in Washington, D.C., the WOL News Talk Network, where information. Swami Krishnapada, want to make sure family members have been calling off air. The address for the International Holistic Health and Psychic Fair taking place on this Saturday all day long from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. are the workshops, but then the concert and lecture from 6 until 9 p.m. So plan on staying all day, 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. for the low price of $3 in advance or $5 on the door. And that address is 925 Wayne Avenue. The location is the Silver Spring Armory Place, and that's right at Georgia Avenue and Wayne Avenue, three blocks from the Silver Spring Metro Red Line. So if you remember, 925 Wayne Avenue. Even if you don't get to write it down now, you can call Metro and they'll tell you which train to catch. But you want the red line three blocks from the Silver Spring Metro, so that is walking distance. And we're talking about the times that we're living in. We're talking about solutions, really beginning to get at the root of how we begin to solve our problems. And that's starting with us.
That's right.
That is starting with us. I want to get to our phone lines and get Joy on board. Joy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lisa. Thank you. I'm enjoying your program so much.
Well, we're enjoying having you on as a part of it.
I always enjoy listening to you in the mornings. I also wanted to thank the Swami for coming on, and I hope that we'll be able to hear him again on your show. This has been such an enlightening process for me this morning.
We would love to have him back.
Wonderful. I had a couple of questions. I picked up a flyer at the health food store, and I've been looking at some of the workshops that are going to be offered at the fair, and I just wanted to share with the WOL family. I was really amazed at the difference in the workshops that are being offered, and I'd like Swami to comment on some of these things.
Okay.
There's going to be workshops on death and dying. It's the first time I've ever seen something like that at a fair like this.
Mm-hmm.
Death and dying, commitment, communication, and chemistry, the male-female relationship.
Yes.
Pain. A workshop on pain and how to deal with it. I know a lot of people are suffering from diseases and illnesses that give them a lot of pain in their life, and I was amazed at that. And also on female health disorders, the Fibroidal process.
Yes.
And I would just like to ask Swami to touch on some of the things that are going to be shared with us at the fair. I'm really looking forward to being there, and I'm going to pick up my ticket.
All right.
As soon as I get off the line here.
Okay.
But if Swami could talk a little bit about the workshops and why is this, how did you get to have so much variety? This smoking, smoking in your health, that's another workshop. I know a lot of friends of mine are trying to give up smoking, so I'm going to invite them to come to the fair and, be part of that workshop. So if you could just touch a little bit about that, and I look forward also to getting a copy of the book, Spiritual Warrior.
And having it signed as well.
Oh, yes, for sure.
All right.
And I know that a lot of the topics that were touched about with the Vedas and all of that, I know that will be in the book, so I'm looking forward to reading up on that.
Okay.
So I'll just get off the line and just listen.
Okay.
Thank you all very much.
Joy, thank you. Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you picked up one of our flyers. Yes, we're trying to show that spiritual life is more than just, Sunday to Sunday, Saturday to Saturday, Friday to Friday, but that spiritual life entails everything. So that's why we're doing things like having the courses in stress management and, as you mentioned, some of the other healing areas, death and dying. We have Hatha Yoga. And some very special considerations will be there on male-female relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We all see that there's more and more need to have deeper, deeper heart connections. And although everybody's looking for love, wanting to be loved, but having trouble in being able to access deeper love. So we would like to help individuals in such areas by some of these types of workshops also.
Very important, too. More and more people are focusing on or trying to get information on relationships. We are taught a lot of different things as we are going from childhood into adulthood, but what we are not taught largely is about what it truly means to become a man, what it truly means to become a woman. I know our rites of passage is also a part of I think there's a workshop mm-hmm. on that. I saw some information on that. And that's something that's beginning to become more of a part of our communities in Baltimore and in Washington. We participated and have the Rites of Passage communities groups on a regular basis, because that's what we're talking about as adults. We're trying to unlearn some unhealthy behavior, you know, and embrace some things that are more life-affirming and more to really learn what love is.
Yes, and do things with the beauty, you know, of association and fellowship.
That's it.
So much individualism, egocentricism brings suffering. Mm. But when we can do things together that's really complementary, then everybody is happier and will gain so much more.
I wanted to ask you, too, about, we have been talking about, and one of our WLFM members mentioned this as well, the power that we have, the power of prayer, the power of spirituality, in particular when we are all pooling together in this regard. And I wanted you to address that, if you could, with a number of things that are ailing our communities individually but collectively that we are ailing from, to get your perspective on us pooling together. Because when we talk about the prayer vigil that's taking place over at the White House, and people talk about candlelight vigils and gathering, because there is something to the power of the collective.
Yes, community is always most powerful. When we do things with a sense of community, with a strong nucleus, then there is effectiveness. One person is praying, one person is meditating, wonderful. But when people can come together and do that with intensity, then it creates like a powerful explosion. It has tremendous effects on the external and the subtler aspects of things as well.
Okay. I want to get to our phone lines and get Kwame on board. I think we've got time to get him. We do. Kwame, thanks for your patience.
Yes, honor to the ancestors and to the elders.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to speak with Kwame Christopher and Sister Lisa. Thank you.
Yes, he's here.
I wanted to just ask the question of the truths that our ancestors taught that arise from limitations, and the truths that are not subject to limitations. I'd just like to ask Kwame Christopher, how shall we fit these two principles together? And thank you.
It's one of the things that will be also kind of discussed in one part of the Psychic Fair, which is there'll be an interfaith mm-hmm. Forum. And this will allow people of different traditions to really look closer at what their prophets and the ancients have given us. And what we'll find time and time again is that simply with God, all things are possible.
Yes. Let me do this, because we are just about out of time. I want to say thank you for spending some time, coming back to spend some time with us. This is my first opportunity to have you in studio, but you are no stranger to the WOL family. And as we have heard, many WOL families familiar with the Institute for Applied Spiritual Technology and have accessed the Institute, and hopefully will continue to do so and spread the information. Again, on this Saturday, August 10th at 10 a.m. starting, but going on all day long, right at the Silver Spring Armory Place, Wayne and Georgia Avenues. The telephone number 301-390-0672, and a number of people from the WOL family participating in as facilitators with a number of the workshops. As we heard, Brother Bay, in the list of kinds of workshops that will be going on is very, very extensive.
Maybe I can say also, if you have good health, please come out and improve your health. If you have bad health, you'll definitely be helped. If you're looking for a wonderful, a nutritious meal, this is a place. Vegetarian food stuff will be fantastic. If you're single, what better place is there to find a mate than in a spiritual atmosphere? If you have a mate, what better place to come in to share, bring your mate to share something that is of a higher scheme of activity?
That's fantastic. Swami Krishnapad, thank you for your time. And as one of our WOL family members said, we definitely would like to have you back when you are available, and continue the dialogue, because what you're talking about, what you're writing about, I also have to mention to the family, remind those who might be just tuning in, the new book, Spiritual Warrior, Uncovering Spiritual Truths in Psychic Phenomena, goes into more depth some of the areas that we've been touching on today. The book is going to be available. It's just out today. It's going to be available at the Gathering, the International Holistic Health Fair and Psychic Fair on Saturday. And also, Swami will be there signing books. So, and to those of you who are bookstore owners, if you're not able to get out this weekend, you can call the Institute for Applied Spiritual Technology to get your copies of the book and have them on the shelves.
And I heard that you may be giving free tickets out on the air also.
Oh, we definitely are. We're going to arrange that once I get off air, but we'll have tickets available throughout the rest of the week to be able to share with the WOL family. We'll be giving away pairs of tickets, so you won't just win one ticket. You'll be able to share that experience with someone else from your family to be able to go out. So we'll let the family know how they'll be able to get those starting on tomorrow.
This is a family fair. Please bring your family. Come to it.
Yes, most definitely. Swami, thank you.
Thank you.
The time is 12:54. Need to break here for very important messages in ABC.